So four good days of practice. You know, 2 days of pads. Tomorrow the players will be off. So it'll be a good opportunity for them to get a little time to rest and recover. We've still got a long way to go, but we made a lot of improvement in 4 days. And I'm looking forward to continuing this camp. I like the mindset of our football team, and I think we're getting better as a team.
What's the status on Streeter?
Streeter had a concussion, so he's going through the protocol. He went through the first step today. And we'll evaluate him as we go, probably day by day on him.
A couple of guys that didn't expect to see. I mean, Streeter you had mentioned before, but you know, Kreiner and Shelton Johnson were out here. Can you have any updates on them?
Both of those guys have hamstrings.
Is there any update on DJ Hayden? Any closer
No update yet. I mean, he's able to do some things in the training room. Again, he's still out of the boot, but he's, you know, he hadn't gotten on the field and done any type of football activity, so. You know, I think we're still a little bit to go before we get him out here.
Are any of the other guys, the pup or non-pup injury guys, are they close at this point?
Well, I hope so. You know, I think CJ and Nick are probably fairly close. You know, but really with those injuries, you never really know. I mean, it just, you know, once they kind of turn the corner, then it goes pretty rapidly. So. Hopefully, we'll start to get some guys back. Maybe an extra day off might help.
A lot of times, when you get to the first day of pads, and then there's like a day off of pads. But you decided to. When did you make the decision to go with pads two straight days, and what was the thinking behind that?
Well, we made the decision to go two straight days in pads back in the off season. You know, I think. You know, specifically early in camp, I think it's important to really work on your fundamentals and your technique, especially for the big guys up front. And, you know, we've got a lot of new guys in those two particular areas, and there's a lot of different coaching and technique things that we need to work on. So, you know, our thought process was to get some good work and pads early on in training camp, evaluate where the team is, and then if we decide that we want to, you know, pull back on the pads a little bit, we can do that as we get further into training camp.
I asked a couple of under-the-radar guys, Seth Roberts and Thorpe, are they both showing something?
Both of them, I think, have had a pretty good camp. You know, Nico's a guy that he's kind of a big, long corner that can run, and I've liked some of the things that I've seen him do. In this camp, he's done some nice things in coverage. So, but both of those players, I think, have improved from where they were at, you know, in the offseason.
Last red zone session from Schaub looked pretty sharp.
Yeah, I thought he was real sharp in the red zone. You know, and when you go through practice, you want to see a little bit of give and take with the offense and the defense. But again, like I said yesterday, generally, when the quarterbacks perform well, you walk off the field and you feel pretty good about the way you practiced. And I really thought all of them, you know, again, had another nice day and specifically Schaub down in the red zone.
With Marcel's weight loss, do you plan on getting him involved more in the passing game this season?
Yeah, well, we want to try to utilize Marcel. We think he can be a weapon for us. And you know, based on, you know, how the season plays out and what we're seeing defensively, yeah, we're going to try to use him in getting the ball.
Is a weight loss affect him as a blocker, or if the technique is right, he should be?
No, I don't think that's going to affect him at all. You know, I think what it's going to help him, it's going to help him in the passing game. And Marcel's been effective for us, and we've been able to get Marcel the ball, and we're going to continue to get Marcel the ball, and he'll be a guy that we're going to, you know, count on to help us this year.
Seeing Dennis from Corey Sheets and what he's been able to do. Seeing today, he kind of flashed a couple.
See
times.
Some nice run skills. Yeah. You know, Corey's a guy that he's still got some work to do from a protection standpoint, but as far as a, you know, turn around, handing the ball, and letting go run with it. He's got some very good run instincts, and he's got an exceptional burst, you know, when he gets into open space. So, I said this yesterday and I've said it before that I like the depth that we have at the running back position. I mean, I think it's a nice battle to see, you know, which guys are going to end up making the 53-man roster.
Anybody finish practice today?
Greg Little did not finish practice, and he's got a hamstring also.
Coach, how do you envision Pat Sims' role this season?
Much the same as we saw last year. I mean, I see Pat as being a rundown player specifically, and then he can help us some in the pass rush. And Pat did a good job in the offseason of getting himself in shape. You know, last year at this point in time, he was out with a hamstring. He's been through the first 4 days of practice, and he's done some good things in there for us.
How do you think that Austin Howard's transition to guard has been?
I think Austin's doing well. You know, I don't think he's there yet. Sometimes you look up and you say, wow, you know, this guy's, you know, I think it was yesterday he came around the edge on a pull and was pretty impressive. And then sometimes you see some things fundamentally technique-wise that he's got to continue to work on. But I think by the time we get to the regular season, I think he'll be in real good shape inside.
From a mental standpoint, is that a big undertaking to move to a spot like that?
Well, I mean, it's obviously different.
Yeah.
You know, things happen a little bit differently inside than they do on the edge. But I think he's done a nice job of adjusting to it. I don't think that's going to be a major factor for him. He's continuing to work extremely hard. I think Tony's doing a nice job with him. So I don't really have a huge issue with that.
Coach, you've mentioned the depth of this team, and with the addition of a lot of the veterans that you've brought on, would you say this is your most complete team since you've been with the Raiders?
Well, it's the deepest team. You know, it's the deepest team that we've had. And really, you know, we've got some depth at, you know, in what I would call critical positions. I mean, I think we've got depth in the defensive line. I think we have depth at the quarterback position. You know, I think we have depth at the offensive line position. So I think, you know, when you look at your football team and you're able to be deep and talented on the lines and you're deep at the quarterback position, you know, it's a good thing. It's a good feeling to have.
So what can veterans bring to a lot of the younger guys out here?
What? Experience. You know, I mean, all these guys have a wealth of knowledge that they can pass on to the younger players. You know, I'm sure you guys, as we've gotten done with practice, you've seen some of these older veteran players pulling some of the young guys aside and working with them. You know, there's only so much you can do as a coach. You can try to put them in the best possible position that you can put them in and give them as many clues as you could possibly give them. But at some point, the man across from you, he moves and does something different and you have to react to it. Those guys play the game, we don't. So having that perspective from both a coach's perspective and a player's perspective, I think helps young players out.
There are times when the coaches have tried to tell young guys something and it doesn't register as much as it does from another player? Does it?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that. I mean, you know, sometimes we don't always speak the right language as coaches, you know, and those guys have a great ability to relate to each other. You know, sometimes we might speak in a certain language, and a veteran player can, you know, maybe bring it back down on a level that it's a little bit easier to comprehend or understand. So this is a team, you know, and we all got to be in this together, the players and the coaches. And I think we got a good mix of guys, and we've really bonded together as a football team.
Harden, you talk a little bit about the development of Michael Rivera heading into the second year.
Yeah, Mike's done a good job for us, and you know, when you watch him, he's a guy that we're able to do a lot of different things with. You know, we're able to move him around and put him in different spots, you know, flex him out, put him in the backfield, put him in motion. He's a guy that has a great feel in the passing game, and he's really improved as a blocker. So, you know, he's a guy that I'm excited about that you know, can help us in a lot of different ways this year.
Okay, thank you guys.
All right.